Now, we've heard how energy can be saved by removing the need to turn on your air conditioners, but another feature we're looking at for the future of buildings is the controlling the natural light that comes into a building and the heat that's lost through all the different surfaces. Now, Stephen Gage is a Professor of Innovative Technology at University College London, and he's investigating the use of thermal shutters to control the amount of light that enters a building and also the amount of temperature and heat that's lost. So, Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good evening.
Hi. What made you come up with this idea for thermal shutters in the first place?
Well, I have to say the idea is not new. It's been sort of put forward in the States in sort of the 1970s, 1980s. But the reason that I came back to it was I was looking at retrofitting thermal insulation onto typical Victorian buildings. And I realised that these buildings had windows which were larger than equivalent buildings today. And I think that you've probably seen sort of new housing developments going on around our cities, and you realise that the windows there are getting smaller and smaller. And the reason is that windows let through a lot more heat than solid walls, modern solid walls, by anything up to a factor of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. So in order to get buildings not to kind of lose too much heat, there's a real pressure on architects and designers to reduce window area.
Yes, I live in a Victorian house and I love the fact that our windows are nice and big, but I do worry that we lose a lot of energy, heat across them because they're not double glazed. So what are these thermal shutters going to do to help that?
Well, the situation applies, I think, generally, that we live in houses traditionally where we use windows to let in light. As the windows get smaller and smaller, we have to put our lights on and we start using energy in lighting. Then we get rather nasty, to my mind, low-energy fittings to get round that, and we're suddenly in some sort of vicious declining spiral. And it struck me that perhaps one should look at the idea of turning our windows into walls when we're not there. And this is really quite interesting in research done by a colleague of mine, Alexei Marmot, for example, in offices, convincingly shows that we're not in our buildings for an awful lot of the time during a 24-hour cycle. And indeed, we are in our homes, for example, at night, when there's no external light. Now, this all leads to the possibility of thinking, well, perhaps we ought to put thermal shutters on the outsides of our buildings to essentially turn the windows into walls when we're not there.
And we've had shutters on, you know, traditionally on buildings made out of wood. Presumably you're thinking of using something a bit more advanced than that.
Yes, the kind of materials that we're looking at are the kind of materials that go into modern, highly efficient fridges, especially fridge doors, where you can get the equivalent thickness of a well-insulated wall inside something like sort of 25, maybe 30 mil, maybe 40 mil, that kind of thickness, which makes these really not terribly big beasts to open and close.
And is the idea that you would open and close them yourself, or are they going to know when to do it themselves?
Well, obviously, the interest would be to have the things opening and closing on their own. But if they do this, they have to have either some knowledge of your presence or the possibility that you can override them as they go on their way. Because I think that one thing that one has to say is that when you're in a space, say in your large Victorian living room, it may be a bit cold outside, but if you're there and the weather's beautiful, perhaps you don't mind losing a bit of a heat through the window.
So it will be able to control itself to some extent. And this will help us both in summer and in winter, will it?
Well, that's right, because obviously shutters that stop heat, as it were, getting out of a building will stop heat getting into a building and especially they'll stop solar gain.
And also the idea of the fact that we're not in our buildings very much of the day, is that going to become a point where the window's going to know that you've gone home at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, there are plenty of sort of intelligent systems that can tell the window that. You can even tell the window that you're coming home. I mean, people do this all the time with building management systems. It's not a big deal.
And are we already seeing these thermal shutters in use, or is this just still in development?
We've got a project where we're taking these forward in development to go for a product with a commercial company. There aren't any standard products at the moment, although architects have used sort of commercially available doors to try and achieve this effect.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Stephen. That was Stephen Gage from University College London explaining how automated thermal shutters could help us reduce the amount of energy lost through our buildings, cutting down our energy requirements and saving money.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.